Respect is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Heidi Murkoff, and I'm a mom on a mission to help you know what to expect every step of the way. Ever notice that there's just something about a baby bump that brings out the busybody in everybody, that breaks down social barriers and norms that usually keep strangers minding their own business? That has everyone and your mother playing the pregnancy police or the pregnancy expert, predicting your baby sex or speculating on your due date, or even making cracks about your family planning fail. Of course you have. And let's face it, we are all looking for advice when we're expecting. Chances are you've already turned to people who've been there before for a little insight and intel. It's probably why you're listening to this podcast. And today we are turning the tables and turning to you, our What to Expect community, to share the best and worst pregnancy advice and comments you've ever received. The things that have shocked or offended you, and the things that have helped motivate and inspire you, because as you know, we are all in this together. And I am together with Emma. Hey, Emma. When you were pregnant, both times, okay, we can safely assume that 90% of the unwanted advice you got from me, and then you didn't follow like 95% of that.
I regret.
Did you get other comments that bugged you or rubbed you the wrong way?
No. I think the only thing is, wow, you look so small. I mean, I think that's like a double-edged sword. You don't need to say that to a pregnant lady. Keep it to yourself.
Exactly.
I'm actually really grateful that I didn't have any comments like that towards me, because I literally would have had a meltdown. Yeah, I'm very insecure to begin with, so I just don't need that fuel added to that insecurity fire.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard for me to remember that far back. I mean, I wasn't that young. I was 23. I was a grown-up. But I remember people looking at me a little bit funny because I gave off this kind of teen mom vibe. Mm-hmm. And Eric, dad, he was a grown-up. You know, it was clear that he had gotten me knocked up, so that it seemed like awkward for everyone.
Yeah. I like it.
There was a girlfriend of Eric's friend who asked to see my bump. Like, we're all sitting around and she said, oh, let me see your belly. Because we didn't call it bumps back then. It was belly. And I was so excited and I lifted up my shirt and I was so proud of my bump. And she goes, wow, that's really furry. You got so much fur there.
Ew.
And I was mortified.
That's normal. Okay. Relax, Turbo. Sit down.
Yeah. No, we're all furry when we're pregnant.
I know. It goes away. Babies are usually born furry too. So you
exactly. Keep those comments to yourself. I mean, I have to admit that I've made some comments that I later regretted. I think we all have. But like recently at a USO baby shower, a mom was there. She didn't have a baby with her. And usually either the mom is pregnant or she has her baby with her. Well, this mom didn't have a baby with her, so I assumed she was pregnant. I said, what's your due date? And she said, oh, I already had the baby. The baby's home with my husband. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, crawl under a rock.
Oh, sorry. So, yeah, I'm a little bit more careful now. But, yeah, never assume a woman is pregnant or speculate about her due date.
And if she wants to tell you, she'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. So we asked our moms on social media and the What to Expect message boards to find out what comments you are all just sick and tired of hearing. You're already sick and tired when you're pregnant, but now you're sick and tired of hearing these things. And first, what we heard so much was that pregnant moms seem to be sick of the dire warnings, like the worst case scenarios that everybody's always giving you. So if you're listening out there, the bottom line is nobody wants to hear your horror stories. Every pregnancy is different. And because you're probably exaggerating the story, that's what tends to happen naturally. You know, a mom who's been through the ringer, you know, during labor and delivery, she embellishes the story every time she tells it. And it truly does become a horror story. And nobody wants to hear that when they're about to go into labor. So some of the common responses were, labor is so painful. You know, people telling you that, like, duh.
Mm-hmm.
We can assume that labor is painful. It's going to hurt, but I don't see why you have to tell a mom
that when she's pregnant.
Also, remember, you're not going to remember that pain. If you remember that pain, no one would have more than one kid.
It's true, although I kind of think I do remember the pain.
Yeah, but you also had a natural birth. I had an epidural, so.
Well, that's true. Then, of course, you're not going to remember. That's what epidurals were made for. So anyway, something else they're sick of hearing is, you're never going to sleep again. Or, you think you're tired now, you just wait.
I'm guilty of saying that to so many people.
Oh, so you might want to rethink that strategy.
Yeah, this whole episode has made me rethink my whole life. So I'm glad.
Me too. I feel like I've said so many things that could have been offensive. So probably best to just zip it.
Yeah.
Or edit yourself.
When in doubt, just be quiet.
Yeah. You got some from your Instagram that were pretty.
Yeah. The best one was enjoy every second. And then she put the nausea emoji. Because like a lot of people are puking for 9 months. And they're like, okay, yeah. I'm going to enjoy every second praying to the porcelain gods. Thank you. I love that. Another one is, life is about to end. I won't be anything I want ever again. And then the mom's like, okay, well, life actually began when I had my son. And I thought that was awesome. She took a negative and turned it into a positive. The truth is, your life begins. It really does. So I really like that way of thinking.
It's a different life. Better in some ways.
Yeah. Different.
Even better in other ways. And then there's the rest.
Yeah.
We don't need to, you know, go there with her when she's still pregnant. Let her find out and decide for herself. So lots of moms were bothered by the endless barrage of questions. I don't know if you got any of these, Emma, but, you know, are you breastfeeding or bottle feeding? You know, what are your plans to feed the baby? Insert judgment. How long were you trying? Like, seriously?
Okay, my sex life is my sex life, unless it's me, then I'll tell you all about my sex life. But for most people, they don't like to talk about that. Especially, you know what? Like, that's not a fair question because someone had infertility problems or they couldn't get pregnant for a while. There's so many variables about becoming pregnant, so let's just not go there.
If she wants to volunteer it, then let her be the one to share. This one surprised me a lot because a lot of people said they don't like being asked, how are you feeling? Now, I ask this of pregnant women all the time, but it's because I care. And like, I want them to share if they have, you know, symptoms that are bothering them or if they just want to say they feel great. But a lot of you reported being tired of repeating, you know how I'm feeling? I'm tired and I'm gassy and I'm uncomfortable. My back hurts. My crotch hurts. Or on the other hand, you know, tired of just lying and saying, oh, I feel fine.
Yeah.
Because it leads to an easier conversation. What do you think about that question?
Yeah, I was surprised by that. Although I do get it. I sometimes feel like, okay, I just don't want to talk to anybody right now. So just don't talk to me. So I kind of understand that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, people care. If it's a family member or like your best friend, like you can't really fault them for caring.
Exactly. But it's still sometimes it gets annoying, I guess. So some of the most common questions are rhetorical and just plain rude. You're still pregnant? Like, when is that baby going to be born already? And then there's the perennial favorite. Are you sure you're not having twins?
So like, many people said that big. To me. Yeah. I'm on my Instagram, they're like, are you sure there's only one?
Oh, nice. And then there's the question when you have twins or you tell someone you're expecting twins and they're like, oh, did you have fertility treatment?
Okay, zip it, peanut gallery.
And there are moms like you. You had IVF with Lennox.
I put two babies in there.
Yeah. And you would probably be happy to discuss, you know, your fertility treatment.
But I'm not everybody. I will be happy to talk about anything all day, any day. But most people, especially, you know, pregnant women are not like me, especially people who are going through those kinds of struggles. They don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. And I mean, some moms are happy to talk about it, especially if they can help another mom out.
Yeah.
Who might be facing those fertility struggles themselves. I mean, that might be why they're asking, not just because they're nosy, although they might just be nosy. I've had moms say, when they're asked about their twins, they say, well, they were made with love. So, which is true. Like, they were made with love, even if they were made in, you know, a laboratory or if they were made in bed. Another comeback that some moms give is, well, we had sex twice in the same night. Well, like, who hasn't at some point in their lives?
Sometimes five times.
Unsolicited advice was a big theme, not surprisingly. Some moms said they've been told over and over, you can drink in the third trimester. Well, that is a discussion between a woman and her doctor, not a woman and you, stranger person.
Like the person in line at the grocery store.
Exactly. And the you should comments, like you should eat this, you should sleep now, you should buy this.
And you should shut up.
You should shut up. Yes, definitely. And Emma, you had some odd ones that I had never heard before.
Yeah, I had some bizarre ones. I had someone say, someone told her not to eat mustard.
Wow.
And someone said, don't eat spicy food.
So first of all, if anyone told you not to eat mustard, you probably would have flipped.
Yeah, I like mustard.
Yeah, you love mustard.
I do.
And hot food, I mean, I've heard people say that, oh, it's going to make the baby's eyes burn or something. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. It's just like the whole thing, like when a man's like, I'm scared to have sex. I don't want my penis to hit the baby in the head. Well, it's not. Both bullshit.
Don't have sex and eat spicy food at the same time. And then, of course, the pregnancy police are everywhere.
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 So many Karens up in here.
Oh, yeah. Like the woman at Starbucks who says, are you sure you should be having that giant coffee drink?
So many people have said that people in Starbucks has actually come up to them and said, are you sure you've been drinking that when you're pregnant?
Yep. And then, like, say you were in a restaurant and you're drinking something out of a cocktail glass. You should not be drinking. Mm-hmm. Right? Don't make those assumptions. And again, it's a conversation between a doctor and a mom, not between you, busybody person. Or you shouldn't be carrying that heavy bag or that toddler. There was a mom online who said that her mother-in-law forbade her to hold the toddler, right?
Yeah, while she was at her house.
Yeah, that's another conversation with the doctor. Not with you, mother-in-law.
Yeah.
I love you, but.
Everybody has an opinion. Opinions are like, you know what? Because everybody has one.
Oh, yeah. Good point, Emma. And then there are the don't gain too much weight and don't eat too much sugar. Again, check with the doctor.
Eye rolls.
Not with the person checking you out at the store. Oh, and speaking of that, there's the family planning police, too. Apparently, because one mom was at a store, she was pregnant and she had her very young toddler with her. And the checker said, I kid you not, I hope you're ready to be a single mother of two under two. And she was actually married. Not that it mattered, right? Like, this was none of this woman's business. She was married, but her ring didn't fit anymore because of pregnancy puffs, so she wasn't wearing a ring. But who does she think she is making that?
Who are these people? Like, where in your head is that okay to say? But also, it is okay to be a single mother.
Of course.
Like, I want to know who this woman is so I can go into that store and just have a word with her.
You and me both, honey. Yeah. You and me both. Mm-hmm. A few moms who have closely spaced babies are also tired of hearing, wow, you all are fast. Or isn't it time to start using birth control? Once again, a conversation.
Are you just jealous that I'm sleeping with my husband?
Not with you. Not with you.
I feel like people who say that are just jealous that those, you know, parents are having so much sex, enough to get pregnant 2 months after they have a baby.
And of course, there are lots of comments on pregnant women's bodies. Mm-hmm. Which seem to be like community property somehow, right? When you're pregnant, everybody thinks they know something about your body that you should know.
You're not pregnant. We're all pregnant.
And this was one of the most common things you responded about, not surprisingly. We have some personal stories too. So yeah, my father-in-law, Norm, I've told this story before, but to this day, he always says to pregnant women, so when are you having the twins?
He said that to me like 800 times during pregnancy. I know.
And he also did say to me, you're starting to look pregnant from behind.
Yeah, I remember. With me, right?
And your face is starting to look pregnant. Thanks, Norm. I do love Norm, but still.
Yeah, I love him.
He should be careful. Tread lightly. Our producer's father-in-law, he said when she announced her pregnancy, the first words were actually, Pregnancy is not an excuse, by the way, to eat lots of ice cream and gain a ton of weight. Not congratulations. We're so excited for you.
That's
but
so horrible.
Lay off the ice cream. Not cool.
No.
A lot of moms told me they were sick of hearing, wow, you're about to pop.
Mm-hmm.
P.S. They were like 26 weeks. So
yeah.
That was not something they wanted to hear.
People are a real dream team.
Oh, don't make assumptions about a woman's due dates. Especially because healthy babies come in all kinds of packages.
Yep.
I can tell you're having a girl because you're caring so wide.
Or you're having a girl because girls take your beauty.
You can do the math on that one. That's really such a compliment. Or you're caring so small. And what that does is make you worry that something's wrong with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a compliment, but then,
of course,
a pregnant woman's brain works is she's already going to stress out. And then you're caring so low, and then you stress out that you're going to have the baby preterm. It's not like anyone means harm with these comments. You know, they're just trying to enjoy your pregnancy with you, like to participate in it. But I think this is a lesson to all of us. This was a common thing that mom said on your social media. So what were some of the things that you heard too?
Your face is so full. Is your face pregnant too? You're so big. There's no way you're making it to your due date.
Oh.
I mean, like that kind of thing. And honestly, like, I know myself and.
That's your trigger.
I feel like you're very different, you know? How would you react?
I'm a bit of a tongue biter. So it would take a lot for me to actually say what I was really thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'll tell someone later. But, you know, then again, it's totally fine to explode if that's what you're feeling and you need to vent.
It depends on the day for me. Like, I've been known to get into altercations with other people when it comes to, like, other people. Like,
yes.
I saw this guy at Starbucks being mean to this older lady. I'll totally fight that kind of situation. When it comes to myself, like, if I'm pregnant, I feel like I'm a little bit more
measured,
submissive. So I'm going to obsess about it for, like, 8 months.
Internally.
I'm going to obsess about it. I'm going to cry. It's going to be at the forefront of my mind, and I'm not going to get over it. But that's just my personality.
No, and it's completely valid. So let's not say this to pregnant women anymore.
No.
Just say you look beautiful. So we asked our community the best advice they ever got when they were pregnant and when they were new parents. And some of it was motivational. Like, you look beautiful. You look like you're flourishing. Enjoy your body and your weight gain. Enjoy the newborn days. They go too fast. One that sounded inspirational slash motivational wasn't to the mom who received it. The person said, you're going to love being pregnant. P.S. She did not love being pregnant.
Spoiler alert.
Yes. So that didn't go over so well. Every mom is different. Every reaction is different. Some moms loved hearing you're not going to love being pregnant. And some loved hearing it's okay not to love being pregnant, which I would say plenty of moms do not love being pregnant.
It's really a crapshoot.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Constipation. So I love this one. Actually, this is great. And this is something everyone should say to every pregnant woman that they care about. Let me know if you need anything or you need to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's such a simple, great thing to say to a pregnant woman or a new mom. And it leaves the door open. It's not assuming or presuming. It's leaving the door open that if she needs something, she knows that she can come to you. And that could be if she's depressed or anxious or, you know, having a really rough time. She knows someone is there for her. And that's a great gift.
Exactly.
Emma, you got some great practical advice for moms on your Instagram.
Oh, gosh. Some of these are so good. Okay. So a lot of people recommend journaling.
Yeah.
I did like 2 pages of a journal and I quit, but that's just my personality. It's such a great thing. It's really great for like releasing and just like memories. This is the best one. Okay. She said, create an email address now, send pictures and notes, and give the login to your child when they turn 18.
That's awesome. Will it still work? 18
yeah.
Won't technology change or something?
I mean, I've had AOL for like 20 years.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like a variation of what moms used to do, like write a letter to your baby, which you can still do, or you can make a little time capsule.
Yeah. So this is like the millennial version. I don't know. I love it.
Yeah, me too.
Drink lots of water. Don't be ashamed to ask for help, and ask for help when you need it. My friend actually said, your mom, Heidi, telling me how to push out a baby, and the baby was out in 6 minutes, which is ironic because I don't listen to anything you say, and I pushed forever, and I couldn't figure out how to push. So maybe I should have taken some advice.
I was right by your side telling you how to push.
Yeah, but and I didn't listen. You were too concerned that I was going to poop in front of my husband, and I did not want to.
So as everybody should know, you push like you're going to have the biggest poop of your life.
Yeah.
So I tell this to moms all the time when they're worried about the pushing part. I tell them, just look down past your belly and don't push with your face, because that's what I did. And I ended up with bruises all over the place.
I just couldn't figure out how to push. It's just not my talent. Other things moms said they loved hearing about were pregnancy pillows and prenatal yoga. Many people love it.
The best advice a mom told me. She told me she got the best advice and she didn't follow it. And then as soon as she didn't follow it, she immediately regretted it. And that was to read up and learn about breastfeeding.
Yeah, that's smart.
I mean, that could sound like something judgmental, but in fact, the person telling her this was just giving her a heads up that breastfeeding is a natural process. It doesn't always come naturally. And she found that out as soon as she had her baby and wished that she had, you know, given herself that grace, but also realize that it's a process that you need to learn and that you have to be patient while you're learning.
Yeah, it's not like the movies where they just latch on and it's magical and the angels sing.
That's right.
Usually. Sometimes it is.
Something else was stay off Google. Yeah. And it's so funny because Emma Roberts posted on Instagram that she had been Googling a lot, I guess, and it stressed her out. So then she got a copy of What to Expect When You're Expecting, and then she felt calm and happy.
Oh, it's an Emma thing.
That was really nice. But I totally agree. Do not Google.
Step away from the Google. I'm so guilty of Googling.
Step away from the Google. If you have any questions, and you know, you can always ask me on Facebook or Instagram, but also call your doctor or your midwife.
Yeah.
Don't page Dr. Google.
Don't go down that rabbit hole.
Lots of moms also said, get an epidural. Emma, that's probably your advice that you give everyone.
Yeah, I do.
And now, my top pregnancy advice, and you've all heard this one before, is remember, every pregnancy, every pregnant body, every labor and delivery, every baby is different. But the funny thing about this is that some moms on social media said that this advice makes them sick too, and they rolled their eyes. Ouch. But it's true. It's true. But everything makes you roll your eyes at some point because you hear it over and over and over again, especially from me. I'm sorry. I apologize in advance.
Apology accepted.
Other people's experiences are fun to hear sometimes, but they don't reflect your experience. Okay, so that's a variation on the theme. And other people's choices are their own, and they shouldn't influence your choices. So don't let them get you down or make you doubt yourself. Emma, what's the best advice you could give pregnant and new moms besides get an epidural?
Get an epidural. Although 80% of my friends are like anti-epidural and didn't have them.
Exactly. Their choice.
Yeah, their choice. And that's my best advice. Follow your own heart and your gut. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is, during pregnancy is really the time when you start developing those like maternal gut instincts. And, you know,
totally.
They stay with you throughout your whole journey in motherhood. And you got to trust them. You got to learn to trust them during pregnancy because they usually don't steer you wrong.
That's a fact. So yeah, if you're pregnant and you're on the receiving end of all that unsolicited advice, all the advice you didn't ask for, all the advice that's pissing you off, just keep thinking about that baby you're going to hold in your arms and all the shit that people told you, you can just forget.
Ooh, baby love, my baby love, I need you, oh how I need you.
Thanks for listening. Remember, I'm always here for you. What to Expect is always here for you. We're all in this together.
For more on what you heard on today's episode, visit whattoexpect.com/podcast. You can also check out What to Expect When You're Expecting, What to Expect the First Year, and the What to Expect app. And we want to hear from you. Connect with us on our community message board or on our social media. You can find me at Heidi Murkoff and Emma at Emma Bing WTE. And of course, at What to Expect. Baby Love is performed by Riley Biederer. What to Expect is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
In my arms, why don't you stay? Need you.